What's happening in Wisconsin? If not, I'll fill you in on all the sad details. Hey, everybody, here we go again, starting a week with another mass shooting. I just don't understand it. Seven people dead in this Wisconsin Sikh temple shooting. And this is what happened. A 40-something white guy, that's how he's been described as, goes in and starts to shoot. Four people are killed. There are others that are wounded, including a cop in critical condition, although it looks like he's going to pull through. When he gets into the parking lot, he has a semi-automatic weapon, might be one, might be two. I hear it's probably one. Gets out into the parking lot. The first police officer on the scene takes him out, so he's dead. Now the questions remain, what was the motivation? Was it terrorism? Was it just a nutball looking for attention? Was it something else? Was there somebody else that he was going after in the Sikh community? Why did he go into the temple and shoot? And is there confusion over Sikhs versus the Muslim religion? They have nothing in common, only than dress, a little bit of dress, with turbans, and that's it. So the Sikh folks think that quite often since 9/11, this has been a problem, and maybe this is something that's happened in this case. Right now, it's all about the investigation and the horrible reaction from people to news that, here we go, it's a house of worship. Aren't you supposed to be able to worship? We live in the United States of America. Freedom of religion, baby. Freedom of speech. Freedoms. It's all about that. And unfortunately, with those freedoms lately, there is a cost when you're in a public place. And a temple is an open door. So the open door was the gateway for the nut to come in. And was he? Some people think he are saying he was a white supremacist or a skinhead, but that's not a definite. There's all kinds of rumors and information that's floating around out there, including from my own sources. So it's not really clear at this point the motivations or some of the notable information about this guy that will start to surface and make much more sense. The shock of it, though, has certainly hit this Sikh community in Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, just south of Milwaukee. Here's what some of the people had to say.
One good thing came out of it is that the whole community came together right now at this moment as we speak. One biggest thing that came out here is a lot of Americans will know who we are. We are taken for mistaken identity.
If this was a hate crime, it would come up as no surprise. Since 9/11, our community has been targeted for hate crimes and discrimination.
All right, and see, again, the description where you're talking about beards and turbans and whatnot, you heard the last comment there. There are about 300,000 plus Sikhs in the United States. There's a thing called the Association of Religious Data Archives. You can easily Google that and see what I'm talking about. But it shows that Oak Creek is one of the two biggest congregations in Milwaukee. They actually founded this temple back in the late 90s, and there's about 400 to 500 people that go there. And it could have been worse. There could have been more people that were killed, but that sounds almost ridiculous to say. One person dead, shot at the hands of some nut with a semi-automatic weapon is too many. I mean, it's just too many. There have been other Sikh temples that have been vandalized and whatnot. In Michigan, they had a problem with that. There was also a Sikh man who was beaten to within an inch of his life in New York. This is some of the stuff that's happened since 9/11. And there is the Department of Justice push to make sure that there is more information out there about what has happened in the Sikh communities to prevent some of the crimes and the people who actually do them, to get them into a jail cell somewhere. In this case, there is no jail cell because he's dead. that now it's all about the investigation. There were four bodies. I'll say it again. These are the facts we know. White guy described in his 40s into a temple. Four bodies were found, three outside, four inside, three outside, including the gunman himself. So three men with gunshot wounds were taken to the hospital. One was shot in the head and another in the abdomen. Another had neck wounds. There were lots of conflicting reports when this thing blew wide open, as there always is. There's chaos and confusion, and that's what you'll see if you jump on Twitter or social media. But it's that sound that shatters the innocence of what's happening inside a temple. And you had that bang, bang, bang. As I've described, as any of you have ever heard a gunshot, you know what I'm talking about. So that's what they heard. So people heard a bang, bang, bang. And then, you know, before you know it, cops were called inside. There were people who hid in the kitchen. There were people who escaped and got out of the temple as soon as they can. And then there were police cars that got there as fast as they could. It's very, very sad. And people in this situation, just like in Aurora, Colorado, you struggle to figure out, how does this happen? I know on a show I said, we live in a world where, movies are what? Iffy. Going to church is iffy. Sending your kid to a school could be iffy. Now, that's exaggerated, because you have a psychopath, you have a terrible situation. It crops up here, it crops up there. There's always the concern over copycats, that's the thing. But once is too many. Even once is too many for that to happen to somebody who's from a very peaceful religion, by the way, where they're just going to worship, that's it. Hands off our freedom of religion, you dirtbag, for doing that. And then it also brings up, and it will, because it should be about the victims, but so much of this, of course, segs into, it'll become a rallying cry for people who are very anti-gun. Think about it. Ooh, first the movie theater. Now you got the temple. We cannot have these semi-automatic guns out there. We cannot have people getting guns and doing what they're doing to innocents. We can't have that. Just trust me, there will be all kinds of potential laws coming down the pike. And you can bet that there will be a wrestling match over gun rights versus gun control. Perhaps only in words now, since we're so close to the election, 5 weeks off, do the math, there's not a lot of time. Boom, before you know it, we're at the end of the year, so I don't see that. I mean, after all, aren't we jumping off the fiscal cliff, deciding, not deciding on tax cuts, trying to figure out where a different kind of axe will swing? So I think for now, that debate will only be played out in words, but not so much on the Senate floor or in the other chamber floor at this point, due to the constraints of time. But you can bet there'll be a massive push to control guns, to get guns out of a lot of people's hands. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Wisconsin.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As we continue down this path, hey, everybody, welcome to the week that is Kate Delaney America tonight. We start off with a mass shooting, continuing for a second down that path, and you can throw in your two cents on this. Does it make sense that, you know, the reports are, oh, he's a skinhead, this guy's believed to be a skinhead and a racist and all these other things are flying around out there, because there's lots of speculation, and then there are people who are saying they know him and all that stuff that happens when something like this happens. This speculation pile grows. So the reports almost immediately came out that he was a skinhead, but really, do you think why would a skinhead, as somebody also pointed out on the chat, why would a skinhead, as I keep saying, go into a peaceful place like a Sikh temple and do what he did, shoot at people, other than for confusion as to whether the people were Muslims or not, if it was some kind of an anti-Muslim thing. So he's shot and killed in the gunfire with the police officer, the wounded one, outside of the Sikh temple. And, of course, one of the seven dead. So any details are only details they can trace or find, or who knows, maybe he sent his manifesto to some professor or some other person that's going to unveil it. I'm referring back to what happened in Aurora, Colorado. So they're trying to trace the semi-automatic handgun that they found at the temple. The FBI's going through all of the stuff, as you can ultimately imagine. Is it domestic terrorism? What is the motivation for this attack? And, you know, you have a gunman go in, he starts to fire, people hide in bathrooms, they duck, they try to go wherever they can to get away from the flying bullets. And then afterwards, it's all about trying to unplug what has happened to the people here. And you can imagine how deeply they are impacted by this. And of a peaceful culture, this is a terrible thing to happen to them. And it's that same thing where people are waiting outside trying to figure out if it's somebody that they know. And the 911 calls started to pour in at around 10:30 in the morning. So by the time, they responded right away, and, you know, that one officer that was there immediately had to have surgery because of the gunfire back and forth, was in critical condition. Apparently looks like he's going to make it, thank goodness. And now that's what's left is what is the details on the gun guy that makes people think it's domestic terrorism, that he's a skinhead, that he's whatever, but he's got, you know, tattoos. He was wearing a sleeveless T-shirt, according to the people that were there. And what's also interesting about this and trying to uncover why and the what's and all that stuff is that the police, when they got there, spent 4 hours trying to secure the temple. It's a pretty big temple. They were trying to not have anyone get on the premises. They stopped. They asked the media to stop broadcasting aerial footage from helicopters or television because of what was going on at the scene. And so this white male, 40 years old, bald, sleeveless T-shirt, a 9/11 tattoo, what ultimately led him to snap in half and end the lives of the people that he gunned down and then end up in a situation where he naturally was killed? I think that mystery will hang around for at least a couple of days unless he's left something behind. And so far that doesn't seem to be the case here, that there is anything that he left connecting, any kind of a roadmap as to why he did it, as to what that was about. As Crazy Brain says, they say he was a white supremacist, but none of this makes sense because there are militant anti-whites who would be far more meaningful targets, like organizations among the lines of the Muslims, certainly, or you could take it further, the Jewish faith, African Americans. So why Sikhs, which was my question, why Sikhs? It doesn't make sense other than, and I wouldn't be shocked by this, that it was a mistake on the part of the gunman thinking that he was going into not a Sikh temple, even if he saw the words and had heard people talking about it, but that, in fact, there were Muslims, confusing the two. Is there some kind of a connection here? Wow. I mean, that's all you can say is, wow, it's crazy. I'm going to seg into a couple of other quick things, like this sad story about Garrett Reed. Garrett Reed is a name you might not know unless you're a huge football fan, and you might have read some of the stories about him. But he's the oldest son, or was the oldest son, of Philadelphia Eagles coach Andy Reid. They found him dead on Sunday morning. He was in the club's training camp at Lehigh. How awful. 29 years old. Another 911 call, 7:30 in the morning. They go to the campus dormitory. They haven't said about the cause of death yet at this point, but he struggled with a lot of drug problems for years. Even at one point, he went to prison for a high-speed chase in which another driver ended up being injured. and they found heroin. He admitted to using it. He had 200 pills in his car, and it was just some terrible, terrible things have gone on in his very troubled life, especially in his early 20s, in his early 20s. So he never got over the drug use, it may seem, and he's Andy Reid has tried to work with his sons for a while. That's why he had them with him. Just awful to that family. I mean, this is a guy who in Philadelphia has been there 14 years. So he's an institution there, and people know of his trials and tribulations with his kids, because there's problems with the other son too as well. What the actual cause is, it's not looking good, but they haven't really released that at this point. The other thing that happens on Sundays is politics, politics, and more politics. This was interesting because if you looked at a headline and you saw the headline where the GOP chief calls Harry Reid a liar, this all has to do with Mitt Romney and his taxes. So Rence Priebus says, you know, listen, you talk about promises and you talk about keeping promises. You better look in the mirror. Here's Rents.
We're not doing well right now as an economy. And this president is the head of this country. And he has not fulfilled the mission. And he hasn't lived up to the promises that he made to the people of this country.
All right, so there when he's talking about the promises in Obama, he was a lot softer than when on the ABC show this week he called Harry Reid a dirty liar for saying that Romney did not pay his taxes. Because what happened was Reid did an interview with the Huffington Post last month and said that Romney didn't pay his taxes for 10 years. So Romney is saying, where are your sources? If you say you had several sources tell you this, then put up or shut up. Let's hear who your sources are and what they have to say. So nobody has come forward yet at this point and said, okay, I'm the one. The accusation, of course, is denounced as false because Reid can't come up with the goods as to how he arrived at for 10 years. He hasn't paid taxes. Boy, tax is an ugly word, no matter whether you trip over it as a candidate or you get told you have to pay more taxes. None of us like that. And Romney's been under massive pressure to release more tax returns, so I think that's what's involved there. It's more politicking than anything else. On the flip side, we're going to check out your emails next.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Time for a little mailbag in just a second here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Before we get there, though, interesting, John McCain, the senator from Arizona, former Secretary of State Condi Rice, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, he's got to love that, doing a radio show and getting a prime GOP convention speaker spot, one of the first couple for the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Also, Florida's Rick Scott, perfect GOP governor. South Carolina's Nikki Haley. Remember, her name kept shooting up as a potential wild card for the VP slot. Ohio's John Kasich and New Mexico's Susana Martinez. The headline or keynoter, and some other headliners are going to be announced closer to the convention. I heard the governor of New Jersey. That makes sense, doesn't it? Chris Christie. And what Rentz Priebus is saying, besides calling Harry Reid a liar, is that it's going to be a world-class convention worthy of the next president of the United States. We will be there for the entire week broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Speaking of that VP pick, hopefully they get to that soon. Aren't we tired of that storyline? Come on, name the VP already. Who is the VP? That's what we want to know. Who's on the, what I call, undercard? What makes sense? We spent some chunks of the show talking about that and talking about that with lots of different people. That's why Nikki Haley's name came up when the whole woman thing. Oh, what about a woman? Put a woman on there. I don't think it matters at this point. Just somebody who can deliver a state, somebody who makes sense, somebody who doesn't put their foot in the mouth all the time. That's key. Let's head to, let's go to Tomas in Michigan first, and then we're going to head to the mailbag. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. I'm just watching Mars thing. We have just done more than any gold medal. We've landed another rover on Mars, and we've just
Woo-hoo.
Gotten the first pictures back.
Woohoo!
So, a big victory for the USA.
It is a big victory for the USA, especially when you think of the space program and how tattered it is. But to be able to do that is huge.
Right. Well, it's they just got the first picture back. They can see the wheel of the little rover there, the Curiosity, I think it's called. And if I'm sure you're aware, it was really a complicated way of landing it. You know, they had like a parachute, then they had a crane lowering it down the last 20 feet. But apparently everything is okay. But it was pretty awesome watching the tension. You know, it was almost like an Olympic, some sort of Olympic event.
I love that because, you know what, it was make or break. This is the Curiosity was the name of it, as you said, and it's very tough. If you look at pictures of it, it was very tough to land it. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, so
good job.
To be able to give you know, that
an update.
The update there. Listen, kind of late over here, you know, and I just finished watching Mars, so I'm gonna go to sleep. You have a good night, Dick.
All right, thanks for that. He's like an iReporter. Thanks for that update, Tomas. So, the story about the Curiosity. They're trying to find signs of anything, signs of life at all. And this was a make-or-break deal because it's one of the toughest things to do robotically. He's right about that. In fact, they were talking about it was... The Curiosity is one ton, it has six wheels, and it's a nuclear-powered kind of vehicle is what the thing is that landed there. And it's pretty risky because they said there was, you know, when you say, what's the margin of error? It's like when we talk about poles. What's the margin of error? Zero was what they were saying, a zero margin of error. So it had to be flawless, and that's a big journey if you think Earth to... and I'm so bad at measurements, but you think Earth to Mars, what are we talking, 350 million miles, something like that? 350 million miles, yeah. And it had to be precise, so that you can bet that they're celebrating. All right. So now I doubt that any of the mail we got is about the Curiosity, but it's Curiosity of a different kind. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I think I made Matt pay him extra on the side so we could hear that. All right, here's a couple of quick emails for you. This one is from Blake, who says, Kate, it's so horrible what's happened at this Sikh temple. No matter how much you hate Islamic terrorism, I have a feeling there's a bit of confusion here, at least based on the description of this gunman. I think that's what it was about. Not that he was going after somebody in the Sikh temple, but he was trying to make a point about Muslims and their place of worship, but he didn't know the difference between a mosque and a Sikh temple. Ugh. Well, that'd be a terrible mistake, and that's what the Sikhs fear, because they've seen it happen a lot since 9/11. This one from Debbie, who says, wow, can you believe it? It hasn't even been a month since Colorado and the movie shootings, and here we go again, Kate. I personally would be one of the first people to defend the Second Amendment, but you can bet gun control advocates will be all over this. You know, for all of the people out there that were labeled nuts and idiots for thinking that this administration would try to take the guns, maybe they finally will. They found a weak spot or some weak people. Yeah, I don't think there's any conspiracy here, but it fuels the fire when you can say, well, look at this, and look at this, and look at this. Here's three examples of what has happened, and how can we possibly continue as a nation to allow this to continue? You can imagine the conversation. But you also have to remember the NRA is a powerful body that supplies lots of politicians with a different kind of ammo that they need to get elected. So as many lobbyists that are there for gun control, there is just as many for the NRA. And I don't think any of us would disagree that there are things that shouldn't happen with getting ammunition or getting certain kinds of guns. You know, my whole thing is, can't we have as much sensible gun ownership as possible? I mean, isn't that what we want? Would I want somebody, even my neighbors, to have guns where they had no clue how to use them, but they just thought they needed to get a gun, so they never went to the range, they got them illegally, they just figured, I'm going to defend myself, but they had no clue how to defend themselves, so then therefore they would end up maybe as a statistics. And of course not. I think all of you would agree with that. I mean, that's the whole thing with concealed and carry, what you have to go through to actually get it. All right, here's another one from, let's see, this one is from Brian. Brian, listening to us in Vermont. Hey, this is Bri. Been listening to the show for a while. Cater, I got to say, this Sikh thing is rather disturbing. How can we turn a blind eye? You can only imagine how that community feels. It is about peace, sister, and there is no love in what happened here, and there's no justice, Old Testament style, either. I only hope they can figure out the motivation behind this. Yeah, the if can be terrible for people that are left behind. When someone, boom, in an instant is gone, no warning, no nothing, in a terrible thing, a terrible event, especially like the movie theater thing, and like at the temple, there are no words, really. There are no words. Whether I have a great night and I can string them all together, I can't even poetically weave this together, other than to say it's a horrible thing to have someone killed either before you or get a phone call where your child, your mother, your husband, your whoever has gone to worship and then they're not coming back. And why? Because you have a rogue gunman that goes in. I mean, the probably the worst words you could ever possibly imagine hearing. All right, let's see. Let's go to another one here, completely different off into a different subject. This is from Gayla Webb. Hey, Gayla, listening to us in Kentucky. Please don't reinforce stereotypes about movies. Just because a movie has a young boy as the main protagonist doesn't mean girls aren't part of the target audience. As a fifth grade teacher in my classroom, more girls read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series than the boys. Gayla from Lexington, Kentucky. All right, Gayla, I stand corrected. I do a cheap movie review Friday mornings, and I don't know, I can't remember what I said, but I'm sure I said, hey, this would be a great movie to take the boys to. I know that my fifth grade nephew read all the Wimpy Kid series. And she's not saying that the boys don't read it, but that she's saying even more girls read it in her classroom so girls could go to that movie, too. It looks to be actually, Gayla, pretty clever. It looks like Hollywood stuck to the book because I read that series because of Owen, so I know what you're talking about. All right, this one from Shelley, who says, Kate, I want a gold for you, the only girl that walks the talk. Thank you, oh dark 30. All right, thank you. No gold medals here, however. Speaking of gold medals, though, there are plenty to go around for the U.S. and for Michael Phelps as he capped off a terrific career with even more medals, and it's been fun to watch Team USA. In fact, coming up in our next segment, I'll break down some of that for you in case you've missed it. We had our medal challenge, and I believe I said 108 medals overall. We're in the 60s, folks, and we still have a lot of Olympics left to go. Hang with us. I'm
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Feel it. It's over today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
Right now, they're searching the Wisconsin home of the man who shot the innocent folks at the Sikh temple. They've blocked off an entire neighborhood, and they're searching in the suburbs of Milwaukee. Seven people, including the gunman, were killed at that shooting at the Sikh temple. The questions abound as to whether or not it's domestic terrorism or is it part of that, but mistaken identity among the religion versus is the Muslim religion. And certainly there is fear that is spreading in the Sikh community, but it's been that way for a while since 9/11, realizing that there were people that didn't understand the difference between the two religions. And can you imagine if it comes out that somehow they figure out that that's exactly what it is? Thanks to our roving crackerjack reporter, Tomas. Yes, NASA says Mars rover landed on the red planet. I love that it's called Curiosity. And it's funny because NASA hasn't done very much when it comes to space, and there's been nothing but criticism. If you believe in the quest for life on the red planet, it was kind of an epic moment then, a huge moment for the red planet and for the possibility of boldly going to Mars and uncovering something we did not know. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, Dan? Hey, Dan.
Had to put down my headphones.
I thought you were probably busy watching the rover.
No, actually, I was informed by Tomas, and I was very grateful for him doing that and staying up to enlighten us about the great success of our NASA program in regards to it.
Mm-hmm.
By the by, what kind of a gun do you shoot, Dave?
You know what? I have shot 22s before. I don't own a gun, but I have been to the shooting range many times. And I've had 22s, 45s. I've shot rifles before in a situation where clay pigeons and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And out at a deer blind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I have a family that, I have half of the family that has guns, and I have the other half that doesn't have guns. But the two sides agree that people should be able to own guns if they want to own guns.
That's very good. That's very good. Well, I was very happy with that. I think we could probably still have our space program if we had about, say, 2 trillion of the 6 trillion our current president has run up on us. And it'd be dynamic to have it instead of having it as a Muslim outreach. But that story that you told about the Sikhs are a warrior people. I'm surprised this guy didn't get cut to pieces. I think if they could have got to them, they would have.
But not the Sikhs in the United States. No, the Sikhs, the ultimately now in the kinder, general, gentle world of the Sikhs, now it's about peace. You know that. Not
that's
traditionally,
true.
If you go back into history, no. But now, today, 500 years ago, you bet they were warriors. But not now,
yep.
Not today.
Yep. In fact,
yeah.
The bodyguards that all the Indians use are Sikhs to this
mm-hmm.
day. You
mm-hmm.
just notice they always have the turban Sikh right behind whoever the president of India is.
Yeah.
And they have a history of being fabulously brave people. When they pull their knife, they cannot put it away until they have tasted blood, even if it's their own, for the knife, that is.
And see, there is such a world of difference, as you know, Dan, between someone who is a Sikh versus
absolutely.
An Islamic
You're so
terrorist.
Right. You're so
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, what else? What have you touched on tonight that I've
had? I love that. Well, you know what? We talked about, obviously, those things. The one thing that I haven't touched on, but other people have talked about this, is, you know, Mother Nature. I say you can't have America Tonight if you don't have Mother Nature. And in Oklahoma, they have wildfires that they're dealing
yeah,
with, just
yeah,
like Colorado. Terrible. They had to evacuate a whole boatload of people, basically. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's all the homes that was being wasted.
Awful.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Our prayers go out to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Having,
terrible.
Having, had my son burn my place down when he was 4 years old. I know exactly what being devastated by fire is.
It was so obviously that was an accident. That wow, nobody
yeah,
got hurt.
He tried to set a fire in an Avon can, in a coffee can, and then tried to put it out with Avon. And my mother called him because he heard him stomping the flames and told him to get downstairs. And he came downstairs, and she put him in my room to sleep. And my room was the only room that wasn't destroyed by. My apartment had $18,000 worth of damage, and that was back in 1976, so that was a lot of money in those days.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Mm.
But listen, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, I told Matt I just got through with hickory smoked sausage with onions and hot mustard on bread, and I'm going to have Nutella toast for dessert. So, eat your heart out.
Thanks. We appreciate the menu there, Nutella toast. That actually sounds good. The first time I had that, it's funny that Dan says that, I was in Spain because they eat Nutella all the time on everything, and mostly starting with toast, but then everything after that. Talking about the fire thing, luckily, knock on wood, I haven't had that experience, but boy, I know a couple of people have been through that, and what a crazy adventure it is, a terrible adventure. Of course, the first thing is getting everybody out of the house, but I had an experience where the true story, the guy who does my hair, I was getting my hair coiffed, and he's a cool guy. He's got a family, two little girls and a wife, and they just have this, they're just good people. And we're talking about his family, and all of a sudden he gets a phone call that, geez, looks like the roof of your house is on fire. Says, hey, I gotta go. Is it okay? Absolutely. Rushes out. House burned. Burned down. Had to, I mean, not completely down to the ground, but where you couldn't live in it again. Of course, he has insurance, but then you have to go through all of what survives and pick through everything and look at your list of stuff. And he says even today that fire changed their lives big time. It's all about that preparedness. Like Dan was saying, that was mother got got his son down into his room. It's all about getting people out of the house. Remember that horrible fire over Christmas, this past Christmas last year, where the woman in Connecticut lost her whole family, daughters and parents. It was awful what happened there, and they're still trying to figure out. They shut the case, but they're looking at the possibility of what really caused that, what set that place on fire. And I can't even imagine what life must be like for her, the three children and the parents. So it's awful whenever there's fires. And the wildfires make you think of that, since the control, you have no control over that. I've seen people in these situations where they stand, I mean, they're just devastated that it's heading their way. They can't believe it. And they'll stand outside with hoses, and that is just not going to cut it. And, of course, the firemen want you out of there. That's why they're trying to evacuate people. So they were saying that there was a really big one near a place called Luther, which is 25 miles north of Oklahoma City, and you had five dozen houses and a bunch of other buildings that went up, and they tried to get it under control. So they've got state roads that are closed, and there's smoke and fire in lots of different directions. And, you know, when it's thick like that, you can't even see. That the smoke is just as deadly and dangerous as the fire is, too. So it's that drought, and it's like a tinderbox in Oklahoma and the Southwest and Texas. Really, really tough if something catches fire and they can't get it under control. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.